Holy and gracious God, outside the carols are being sung, the lights are being strung, and in here we take on a little bit of a different rhythm, one marked by exploring the darkness, anticipating the light. We bid you come into this place that we may be startled once again by the good news of the one who is coming. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So a couple of months ago, I was out walking our dog, and I came across this rather large stump in the boulevard, that space between the sidewalk and the street. The tree that had once been there was now cut almost completely to the ground, leaving behind just a big stump with some remnants of large roots that poked out of the grass, shooting downward into the soil. I was a little surprised because I remembered this tree. It was one of the bigger trees on our block. And sure, during a severe storm, some significant branches might fall on a stray car or two. But other than that, I don't really remember noticing anything wrong with this stump. It must have been some interior rot that couldn't be seen from the outside, I remember thinking to myself that day. And the city came and cut it down. I've been thinking about that stump a somewhat abnormal amount this week. I mean, it's just a stump after all, right? We've all seen probably hundreds of them. But as I've reflected on this wonderful poem from the prophet Isaiah with his hopeful words and beautiful imagery, a shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. He will judge with righteousness, and wolf shall lie down with lamb. As I reflected on those words, I keep coming back in my mind to that stump I saw several months ago. In fact, earlier this week, I even went back by that stump to see if there was anything growing, to see if there was any life there. I guess to confirm maybe that it was truly dead. Maybe a part of me was hoping that somehow, maybe some way, there would be a shoot growing up there. I mean, that would have been such a great sermon illustration, right? But more than that, I think deep in me this Advent season is a longing for some sign, any sign of life in the midst of what feels so much like death. It turns out that at some point in the intervening time, the city had come along and tore the lifeless stump out and dug up the roots. I know, right? Blessed Advent, everyone. But that's the logical thing to do, right? That's what we would expect to do with a stump. Once a tree has been cut down, you tear out the stump and you dig out the roots. It makes sense. And that's what the prophet meant with his poetic use of the imagery of a stump. It's a metaphor for destruction and desolation and death, and specifically about that once proud city of Jerusalem, inhabited by the people of God, the city that Jesse's son David once ruled as king. Now that dynasty was in its final days, the people would be carried off into exile and the city would fall, becoming nothing more than a lifeless stump. The visible reason for that stump, of course, is the Assyrian Empire, which would eventually come and decimate the city. But the prophets knew better than that. People always attempt to blame the chaos in society on those on the outside instead of looking within. For you see, Isaiah had warned the people, "Woe to you who turn from the ways of God. Woe to you who seek your own gain at the expense of the poor. Woe to you who are addicted to profit and have made idols out of self-reliance. Woe to you who have forgotten the widow and the immigrant." It's all in there. Perhaps not those exact words, but it's in there. Chapter 5, if you want to look for yourself. But we don't need to go to chapter 5. In 2019 America, we understand the destructive forces of these things all too well. Pointing fingers at people external to us and blaming them for our situation, while really, like Israel and like that tree down the block from my house, the issue is more likely internal rot, spiritual, moral decay, an addiction to power and economic gain, an idolatry of self-reliance, a tribalism that breeds contempt, all while the poor suffer under the weight of medical bills, the hungry are scapegoated and blamed for their situation, and the immigrant is turned into the enemy. I'm sure you all heard the news this week. The White House announced a change in the rules around work requirements for able-bodied adults between the ages of 18 to 49 who receive food stamps. That change, which goes into effect next April, will remove 700,000 people from food stamps. And the theory goes that it restores them to dignity through work. The other reason, of course, is that it saves $5.5 billion of taxpayer money over the next 5 years. But let's put that $5.5 billion generated off the stomachs of people who are already in poverty alongside this. Over the previous 4 years, our nation's military spending has increased $130 billion to an amount equal to that when we were in the midst at the height of a war. Sadly, there are many examples we can point to of that internal rot. We've separated thousands of children from their parents at the border, all in the name of national security. And this week came that horrifying news that a 16-year-old Guatemalan immigrant died from the flu, alone, on the floor of his cell, locked up in Border Patrol custody. The words of the prophets come hurtling at us through history. Woe to you who have forgotten the ways of God. Woe to you who have so much that you can drive out the vulnerable. I am no prophet, but America feels a lot closer to being a stump than a thriving, growing tree. But stumps come in all shapes and sizes. And to be sure, the prophet Isaiah was talking about a national stump, a corporate or communal stump. But so many of us have felt the lifelessness of stumps in our lives. Maybe it's a relationship broken by deceit a marriage that's marked more by anger and mistrust than by love. A job in which you feel stuck. A parent who refuses to accept you as you are. Family relationships that are on the brink. I'm sure each one of us could give voice to the grief of stumps in our lives. Because you see stumps come in all shapes and sizes, national and personal, communal and individual, public and private, but all of them feel a little or a lot like death. They all feel like there is no possibility for life there anymore. And of course, the logical thing, the reasonable thing, the thing we all have come to expect is for the city to come along and put that lifeless stump out of its misery, digging up the roots, because to our rational minds, it is naive and frankly a little childish to expect anything like life to grow from it. I imagine that's how the people of Israel felt in the face of plunder and desolation. Is there no life here? And really, I don't need to imagine. I have felt that myself, and maybe you have too. Is there no life here? Those moments when it seems like all that is left to do is that rational thing of digging up the roots of the stump once and for all, because there is no way that life is going to grow there. It's in this moment, when you're feeling what you feel right now, perhaps, this moment that feels so full of despair, that the prophets bring a word of hope. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. Such good news. For in these words is the unexpected reversal of the one who is always moving out beyond what we have come to believe is reasonable or rational or logical. Out beyond what we have already determined is possible. I was reading this article this week about these two ecologists who earlier this year were out hiking in a rainforest in New Zealand. And along the way, they came across this lifeless stump, as you are wont to do when you're hiking in a rainforest. So they came across this lifeless tree stump, so clearly dead that it had probably been passed by dozens of other hikers through the years. And these two ecologists were about to join that number when one of them happened to pause just for a moment. And he stopped and he looked down and he noticed something strange about the stump. As one of them said later, a normal person would just think it's dead. It looks dead. But if you look a bit closer, you can see living tissue. We both said to each other, it's clearly not dead. How does it live? To me, that's a story that captures the contrasting images of Advent. Death and life. Reasonable and unexpected. Grief and hope. Logical and shocking. In the midst of what a normal person would consider dead, we both said to each other, "It's clearly not dead. How does it live?" Now, as followers of Jesus, we read these words from the prophet Isaiah through the lens of Jesus Christ. Words that were spoken about 700 years before that night in Bethlehem, when Mary and Joseph struggled to find a place to stay for the night. And as Advent people, we read them, waiting for this Christ to come again, longing for this wonderful kingdom of peace and of life. We wait among the stumps, all around us and in us. Perhaps most often doubting that life can grow there, looking desperately for signs of glory. And in this poetry from the prophet Isaiah, and really all through our Advent waiting, is, as Paul Simon once sang, the story of how we begin to remember. That what has been written off as dead can always revive. All through Advent is the story of how we begin to remember that, as Otis Moss, pastor down at Trinity UCC, said, God can do some work with the stumps. I'd be standing up here lying if I told you I know exactly what that looks like, or what that means for all of the stumps in our lives. But on most days, I believe that God can do some work with the stumps. Oh, and those two ecologists that found that stump in the rainforest, they hooked up some machines to that stump, as ecologists are wont to do. And they figured out how, in spite of all of the expectation, they figured out how there was life growing on what should have been dead. It turns out that over the years, underneath all of the dirt and the decay, the roots had grown and stretched and eventually been grafted onto the roots of other trees. So that now that that once majestic tree was nothing more than a stump, unable to produce anything that looked like life, unable to grow leaves, which would help it to sustain its own life. Now those neighboring trees, through an underground network of interconnected roots, shared their water with this stump, keeping it alive. The kingdom of God woven into the very fabric of creation. Earlier, I said that in this Advent season of waiting, when we name that we are people waiting and longing for this beautiful kingdom the prophet Isaiah spoke of. In this Advent season, I said that I suppose deep in me I am longing for some sign, any sign of life in the midst of what feels like death. I did not expect it to be a stump in a rainforest in New Zealand that two ecologists had attached some machines to. But as it turns out, God has woven this peaceable kingdom already into the very fabric of creation. So out there in New Zealand, neighboring trees are sharing life with what normal people would consider dead. And you know what? I'm pretty convinced that this is what the church, what we, you and me, are invited to be. What God is calling us to be for the world, whose landscape is marked with stumps. An underground, interconnected network of neighbors, rushing water and life and grace and justice and love to all of those places people expect to find death. All of those places that people have death in their lives. So much that it seeps into the bricks and the mortars of our cities, perhaps even all the way to the halls of power. Until that day that we are told is coming, when wolf will lie down with the lamb in peace. For on that day, the shoot from that stump will stand tall as a signal to all peoples, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.